You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Glenn Dickstein, the founder of Neighborhood Trainers, which enables users to quickly and accurately find a qualified fitness expert within a specified region in New York City. Glenn, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, how does Neighborhood Trainers transform the way people in New York City find the personal trainer of their choice?
Well, I guess the most important thing it does is it really empowers the individual to find the right person for their needs and what they want. It allows them to make the choice, as opposed to going into a gym and being a member of a gym where you have a training staff, and a lot of times you are, you know, limited in your choice, or in some cases you may just be placed with the next trainer in line who has availability in their schedule at that given time. So again, you know, empowering that individual who has decided that it's time to make a change and they're going to, you know, get started, empowering them to do that is a great thing to be able to do.
Why is this business model a better way for trainers to market themselves and get new clients?
Well, you know, ultimately the issue that I hear a lot of trainers say is that they're not comfortable with selling. And, you know, I don't necessarily like to use that word, but the truth of the matter is that if you are not selling yourself as a trainer, and granted, many of them get into the business because they're passionate about fitness, but if they don't sell themselves and their services, well, they're not going to be a trainer very long. So what happens is they're not comfortable with selling. And so this is really a non-salesy way to put themselves out there. What they're putting out there when they build a profile on neighborhoodtrainer.com is they're putting out their experiences and their skill set. And that's important because people are contacting them by what they see on their profile, what resonates with them. And when they get contacted, when the trainers get contacted, they receive an email right in their box from the person that gives them a little background story that whether they're trying to lose weight or they're getting ready for a wedding or they have some sort of medical problem. And now this person can call up, the trainer can call up this person and say things like, you know, thanks so much for contacting me. I certainly want to help you with that goal. What is it on my profile that made you want to contact me? And now you can get a conversation started without having to sell yourself. It's also a very affordable way to market yourself and get a lot of information out there. And for the person who goes on, and I always say that the neighborhoodtrainer.com is an excellent resource for people who are looking for a trainer, and it allows them to compare apples to apples, so to speak. And every trainer is different in their skills and their experience, et cetera, but they can, you know, put these two people against each other, so to speak. I do have an advanced search option so people can filter out their choices to find the best match for what they need. But ultimately, if it comes down to two trainers, they can read profiles of both, and the information is contained in the same spot, so they can look at both profiles and make a nice decision, as opposed to hopping from website to website and trying to decipher where the information they need is.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, why is the convenience factor your site provides so important for the user?
Well, I like to say that every New Yorker is trying to squeeze 2 minutes into one. And ultimately, what Neighborhood Trainer allows people to do is to shorten the process of finding a trainer. It saves them that time where they could otherwise be in the gym, training, learning a new routine, you know, getting started, accomplishing those goals. Because as I said before, they've got comparable, they can compare information right there on the website. Again, with that advanced search function, they can even filter it through. So, you know, it shortens the process again for them to get started, and that's the point where they're probably the most motivated to find the trainer. And so everything, you know, it goes back. Now they're empowered, they're motivated, and they can find somebody really quickly, and they can find that trainer who is, you know, right for them. So that is great, because now what you're doing is you're trying to build a long-standing relationship. So, you know, for the trainer, they don't have to constantly be trying to fill a spot again and working hard to fill an empty spot on their schedule. And now this person knows that they've found somebody who understands and can address their needs.
We are joined by Glenn Dickstein, the founder of Neighborhood Trainers, which enables users to quickly and accurately find a qualified fitness expert within a specified region in New York City. Joining us today here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Glenn, how diverse is the selection of trainers on the site?
Well, it's extremely diverse. The first thing, as I will say, is that every trainer is independent on the site. So they bring their own skill set, their own background, their own experiences to the table. And it's not just personal trainers that are listed here. It's Pilates instructors, yoga instructors, nutritionists, health coaches, martial arts instructors. You know, there's just so many different kinds of fitness professionals, because not everybody just wants to go to the gym. They want to find somebody in their zip code that can help them, whatever it is. So if somebody's looking for a Pilates instructor, and a lot of personal trainers also have multiple certifications, so you'll be able to find, it's not just finding a personal trainer. You might find the personal trainer who can also address your nutritional needs as well. Or if they're a personal trainer and a health coach, they can address some of your other lifestyle choices and help to see where you can improve on other things, such as your sleep or, you know, just how you carry yourself during the day, making different decisions. So you can find a lot of people who, with all variations of backgrounds, experience, people who've been, you know, pro athletes that only work with senior citizens or other special populations, different injuries. So it depends what your need is, what your goal is. Wherever you'll pretty much be able to find somebody. And again, going back to the advanced search function, you know, you might find 30 trainers on there that are working in a specific zip code. But if you want to filter that down to someone who can work with a knee injury or someone who just had a baby, all you do is go on to our advanced search function, and you find you'll get a list ranking these trainers in order of how well they match up to your needs. So, you know, it as I said before, you know, you'll be able to find somebody who matches up well to your needs.
What's the response been to the website?
The response has been great. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from both users and trainers. If you don't mind, I can share a couple of them with you, because I always like to keep, you know, some of my comments around that I receive from people.
Sure. If you got those, let's hear from those.
I'll start with this one. Your website is great. I'm only temporarily in New York City and don't know enough people to get a recommendation for a trainer. I just did Google searches, but the results were all over the map, so it took me another couple of months to start looking again. Someone at work here in New York City told me about your site last week, and this week I have a trainer. So that's from a user. And then I also have another one here who was a little bit skeptical, you know, joining the site, but, you know, a month into it, a little bit more than a month into it, she sends me from a lead she got. It says, "I stand corrected. I am elated to report that this is going to turn into a client. I can't thank you enough for all the help you've provided getting me set up and having a good profile. I'm really very excited and very appreciative." So, you know, I'll be listed on the site on a page for trainer success stories, so people can read more of those, and it's just been great. It's growing. I can't wait to have more of these types of comments, but happy to share a couple of them with you so far.
And speaking of the website, let's let it rip. What is that website so folks can check it out and get all the info?
Absolutely. The website is neighborhoodtrainer.com. And you can just quickly, if you're in New York City or coming to travel to New York City or work in New York City, just quickly put in your zip code right in that box on the top of the homepage there, and you'll get a list of trainers that are working in your area. Is it okay if I give my Facebook and Twitter pages too?
Bring it on.
Okay. So you can find us at facebook.com/neighborhoodtrainers and Twitter at neighborhoodtrainers as well, twitter.com/neighborhoodtrainers.
Very good. And in conclusion, as a parting tip, why is having a personal trainer a good idea overall?
Well, you know, there's certainly a lot of reasons why fitness is a good idea, and I won't go into those, but what someone who is exercising or looking to get started, you know, you can get into a rut with your training. So really, one of the biggest reasons is that you can learn a new routine, a diverse routine, and really just be motivated to come into the gym. Other people will also say that it's good for accountability reasons, that now you're accountable to somebody because you've made an appointment, you've got to show up and go out there and give it 100% every time because that's what your trainer is expecting. They'll also be able to watch your form. A lot of people are not always so careful with how they're setting themselves up on the machine, and so trainers can help you with your form, correct it, which obviously lowers your risk of injury. So that's just a few of the main ones that benefits of using a trainer.
You've been hearing from Glenn Dickstein, the founder of Neighborhood Trainers, which enables users to quickly and accurately find a qualified fitness expert within a specified region in New York City. And the website of reference is, once again, neighborhoodtrainer.com. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us briefly here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.